There was actually surprisingly a lot of local baseball over the weekend.
Was, yeah.
I'll start with the Yankee one because I genuinely know you're never surprised with the Yankees.
Never.
So nothing surprises.
Nothing.
Unless they lost 100 games. That would surprise
me. Well,
you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not 1965.
Right. That's a long time ago, though.
Well, right.
The last time the Yankees were under 500, I was like six.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
That was the Stump Merrill days, right?
Yes, back in those days. When they traded for Zach Britton, it just reeked of a rental. A good rental, but a rental. Because Britton has been the closer the last few years. He had the Achilles injury. He comes back. You knew the Orioles were going to deal him, and I figured a team like the Red Sox, who may lose Kimbrel, maybe a team like Atlanta, maybe a team like Philadelphia, a team like St. Louis, so many options. They pay Zach Britton big-time money. They'd give him this big contract and the chance to close, and the Yankees wouldn't be able to bring him back. I just didn't think, not because the Yankees were doing anything wrong, that the situation would allow them to bring back Zach Britton. They were able to do it on what is a pretty good contract. It's almost a compromise deal. Britton's got an opt-out after two. And then the Yankees, I think, have a chance to kill the fourth year if he opts into his third. And basically, they're paying him like $13 million a year. But I think it's a great move because, Joe, they were able to bring back a rental, a top-line left-handed closer, and they're not going to use him as a closer unless something happens to Roldis Chapman and put him in that bullpen. So I think it's a great move being able to bring him back, and I'm relatively surprised about it.
Yeah, like I said, nothing surprises me with the Yankees. I still fully expect them to sign either Machado or Harper. I really do when all is said and done. They let Robertson go. You know, he signs, what he signed with the Phillies, right?
Yes.
And Robertson?
Yep.
And who knows if part of that was not, we talked about it a little bit last week with that thing with the playoff shares and all. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But, you know, they had to readdress that, and I'm not shocked they signed this guy.
I think it's a really good move.
Yeah, of course.
And it's not your typical, because I've heard this, Ernie's kind of made jokes about this, and some Yankee fans have, oh, they're bringing everybody back. What's so exciting about that? There's a difference between bringing back Brett Gardner and bringing back CeCe back Zach Britton.
Of course.
Because Zach Britton was a rental, or at least that's the way it felt. It felt like, hey, they're just renting this guy, enjoy him for 3 months, hopefully he's good. Now he's back in this bullpen for the next few years, and it gives you insurance. Remember, Dellin Betances is a free agent next year. Who knows if he's coming back?
Right.
Aroldis Chapman could get hurt again. You've got the best protection you could have in Zach Britton. And then you look over there in Boston, and maybe they're just over the hangover winning a championship. Do they realize they have to build some kind of bullpen? Because they have nothing up there right now.
I know.
We'll see about Kimbrel. So, good move by the Yankees. We're still waiting on Manny Machado. Who the heck knows? No one knows what's going to happen. You know, is he taking the money? What's the Philly offer? What's the Yankee offer? Who knows? Hopefully it happens soon. But I don't think anything's changed with Manny. On the Mets side of things, they made three trades.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on these deals? Because you know better than me about, you know, obviously Plawecki. I mean, they got minor league players for him, so.
Yeah, the Plawecki thing is about adding depth to your organization. I have no problem with that. Plawecki's probably not going to be on the major league roster. Mm-hmm. You still have Darno. You still have Thomas Nito. You can sign another catcher. Martin Maldonado still hasn't signed. And remember, that was my plan from the beginning. I wanted to sign Ramos and Maldonado. So maybe that'll actually happen. I don't have an issue with bringing in J.D. Davis for depth. He's a guy who can play third base. He can play first base. He's a right-hand hitter. Mm-hmm. And the thing about him is that he's torn up the minor leagues, but he's never really hit consistently at the major league level. So is he Roberto Pettigini, just your quadruple
Roberto
A player?
Roberto Pettigini.
Well, to me, he's the definition of a quadruple A player.
I know.
Is he Pettigini?
Right.
Or is he a guy that maybe with another opportunity, maybe in a different league, in a different city, he puts it all together, but he's a depth move, so I have no issue with that. Keon Broxton, I would have no issue with it if he was brought in for depth. The problem is, I think they brought him in to potentially be their everyday center fielder. And Keon Broxton at the major league level, while he does have speed and does have pop, though last year he was abysmal, Keon Broxton, to me, is not good enough to be an everyday center fielder. He hasn't proven enough to be an everyday center fielder. He's very good defensively. So, basically, he's Juan Lagares, except he strikes out more.
He doesn't get hurt,
doesn't get hurt as much. Hits more home runs, has more speed. So, you want to tell me has a higher ceiling than Juan Lagares? Fine, you can tell me that. And he stays healthy more so.
How old is he, Broxton?
29. No. He's not 22.
No.
But what scares me about the Broxton move, I'm not complaining about the Broxton move.
Right.
I'm saying, well, are they going to go get a center fielder?
Right, exactly, right.
Who's the center fielder?
Right, yeah. No, you're right.
I'm going to tell you something crazy. You know what I'm starting to think about? You know who I think, if he hits, should play a lot either in center field or maybe you're moving Conforto or Nimmo? Jeff McNeil.
Wow. Could he play center field?
I don't. He better.
I'd give him a chance.
Or left field, you move Conforto or Nimmo, whatever. The reason I say that is because, okay, J.D. Davis is giving you insurance at third and first. Mm-hmm. Who knows about Peter Alonso?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the plan would be Todd Frazier's going to play every day at third. If Jeff McNeil is hitting the way we saw him hit last year, we're all going to scream he's got to play.
He's got to play.
Well, while Keon Broxton is striking out five times a game and hitting 205, you're going to be saying, I'm going to be saying, hey, you know, can they find a way to get McNeil in this lineup?
Right,
and then
right.
you could use Broxton.
Maybe not that nice either. Not as nicely as you're saying it now.
We're nice in January.
Right, yeah, right, right, right.
So, Jeff, if you're listening, Jeff McNeil, get that outfielder's glove, baby.
Yeah, get them all, Jeff.
But that's, get them all.
Get whatever. You've got to catch. Don't matter.
But that's the depressing part. The moves aren't bad. It's the idea that they're not going to do anything else.
Right.
They still need a center fielder. Right now, they do not have an everyday center fielder on their roster. Keon Broxton has not proven to be an everyday center fielder. His best stretch of baseball 2 years ago was 220 with a little bit of pop and some stolen bases. Mm. And it wasn't exactly like he's lighting up the world.
No, I hear that.
And he strikes out a billion times, which, you know, from what we've talked about recently, I'm not a big fan of that.
No, no.
So they're okay depth moves. And here's my last thing for Brody. Brody has proven out to really be a politician. He really is in so many ways. One of the biggest things we all have issues with politicians is they say something and then they're like, do the opposite.
Yep, yep.
So Brody says, and forget about character guys. I'm not even going to pick on that. I'm going to pick on things that you probably care more about. He says we have to eliminate the ifs, right? Didn't he say that?
He did.
Okay.
He said no ifs.
No ifs.
That's correct.
So he goes out and trades for Keon Broxton, who's a giant if. Keon's middle name is if. If he's this, if he's that.
Right, right.
J.D. Davis is another gigantic if. So it's like he's doubling down on ifs. He said no more ifs. This whole a lot of ifs. The first baseman's an if. The shortstop's still an if. The center fielder is enormous if. J.D. Davis, whatever you want to call him, he's an if.
No, no doubt.
So Joe... they've got more ifs today than they did when he took over. What's he talking about? Am I wrong here?
No, you're not.